Thanks for joining us on your local radio station. Mike and Kim along with you for the good stuff. And we just got past Severe Weather Awareness Week, and so I thought maybe I would share some things about lightning that you might not think about.
Well, that sounds interesting. I've got a piece called The Train coming up.
I want to remind you about the world-famous Mile City Bucking Horse Sale. Coming up Mother's Day weekend, this coming Sunday, all moms get in free. How about that?
There you go.
Live simulcast racing there as well. And of course, then the following weekend is the big run of the world's largest match bronc ride. They got a street dance, you name it. I want you to go to buckinghorsesale.com and they'll get you all the information right there. Scheduling and the Gary Allen concert on the 15th as well.
Now let's talk a little bit about Tri-State Livestock News. You know, they're your trusted source for everything you can think about when it comes to agriculture. They've got details, unbelievable, all tailored to the cattleman. And you can start getting your weekly copy as easy as going to tsln.com. Make sure you do it today. Tri-State Livestock News. It is what ranchers read.
All right, so we just got past Severe Weather Awareness Week. And since we do have the storm season up on us here, I thought maybe I'd educate people a little bit about lightning.
Okay.
All right. So, your answer to this, Kim, is it safe to shower during a thunderstorm?
I used to always think that was like an old-fashioned thing, and I thought we were more modern today, and somehow we're safeguarded from that. Are we safe?
No, you're not. That's a false statement, potentially deadly. The CDC actually warns against using any plumbing during a thunderstorm. If lightning strikes your home, it typically follows either the wires or the plumbing. That means taking a shower, washing dishes, or even running water from the tap can put you in harm's way. All right.
That's not a good. But what happens if you have pipes that are plastic?
Well, I don't know if it's still, because it still tries to find a way to ground. So it's got to travel somewhere.
Okay, well, that might be a little deeper than we want to go.
It says here, even non-metal pipes can conduct electricity through the water itself.
Oh, there you go. You answered that question.
One more of those for you today. Can you use your phone during a storm?
I don't think so. I feel like you're becoming a lightning target.
Well, you can if it's a cell phone or a cordless phone.
Oh, but yeah. It's that cord that gets you.
It's the cord that gets you. Cell phones are safe as long as they're not plugged into the wall, so you're not charging it. The danger comes from corded phones or mobile devices being charged during a storm. If your phone is charging, you're holding it when lightning hits, then you're connected to the phone's electrical system, putting you at risk. The old days, yeah, you'd be talking on your phone,
yeah,
and it was hooked to the wall, so anyway, maybe I'll save a couple more of those for a future edition of The Good Stuff. What do you have?
Well, then it's time for the train. At birth, we boarded the train and met our parents, and we believe they will always travel by our side. As time goes by, other people will board the train, and they will be significant. For example, our siblings, friends, children, strangers, even the love of your life. However, at some station, our parents will step down from the train, leaving us on this journey alone. Others will step down over time and leave a permanent vacuum. Some, however, will go so unnoticed that we don't realize they vacated their seats. This train ride will be full of joy, sorrow, fantasy, expectations, hellos, goodbyes, and farewells. Success consists of having a good relationship with all passengers, requiring that we give the best of ourselves. The mystery to everyone is we do not know at which station we ourselves will step down, so we must live in the best way, love, forgive, and offer the best of who we are. It is important to do this because when the time comes for us to step down and leave our seat empty, we should leave behind beautiful memories for those who will continue to travel on the train of life. I wish you a joyful journey for the coming years on your train of life. Reap success, give lots of love, and be happy. More importantly, thank God for the journey. Lastly, I want to thank you for being one of the passengers on my train.
Very good. That's a good thing for May, isn't it?
I thought it was very good.
If you have something to share, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com and keep listening to this great radio station like Lemon, South Dakota's KBJM 1400 AM for more of The Good Stuff.